How do you deal with isolation during a pandemic? How do you stay productive, creative, and engaged when the world around you is under such duress? If you're the 83-year-old artist David Hockney, you find a way. You keep working. You keep going. I'm inspired by people like him who contribute something to the world in the face of challenges. Artists, writers, filmmakers, people who build businesses and nonprofits, people who seek to make a difference in a personal way, regardless of how they choose to do it. About a month ago, I read an article by Barbara Eisenberg that I wanted to share with you about how Hockney is dealing with the current craziness. I asked Barbara for permission to do that, and she graciously said yes. My podcast doesn't usually work this way, but this time, I thought I'd try a new approach and see what happens. I hope you enjoy finding out how a great artist works from home. Are you new to working from home? Maybe you're figuring out how to manage a distributed team. Are you homeschooling your kids while trying to get something, anything else done? You've come to the right place. Work Life at Home talks with both newbies and experts as we explore the tools, tips, and techniques that will help you make the most of this new way of working. I'm Josh Freeman. Welcome home. David Hockney in lockdown. How the artist found his perpetual spring in a horrible year. What do you do on lockdown if you're one of the world's most popular and highly regarded artists? If you're David Hockney, you draw all day, every single day. I knew that to do anything really worthwhile at my age, I'd have to isolate myself, said the 83-year-old artist. Then came the lockdown in March, and I didn't mind at all because it meant there wouldn't be any visitors, and I could get a long run on work. And I did. It no doubt helped that the longtime Los Angeles resident had spent much of the last 2 years on 4 acres in Normandy, France, in a 17th century cottage with a new studio, 2 assistants, and his dog, Toby. There, sitting by a roaring fire, a non-alcoholic beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other, Hockney radiated considerable well-being during an 80-minute Zoom call earlier this month. And why not? The artist is enjoying one of the most productive periods of his life. His first batch of Normandy drawings, largely of his new surroundings, has been on view at Paris's Galerie Lelon since October and recently extended until the end of February. Scheduled for 2021 are exhibitions at the Royal Academy of Arts in London and the Musée de l'Orangerie in Paris. Although Hockney knew he was ready to take on a big project, he said, he didn't necessarily plan on doing it in Normandy. Then, in late 2018, he was in London for the dedication of the colorful stained glass window he'd created for Westminster Abbey, and he didn't relish the long flight back to Los Angeles. Better to take some time off, he thought, and head to beautiful Honfleur in northern France, just 6 hours away by car. When we arrived, we watched the marvelous sunset for 3 hours, and I said to JP that it would be very nice to draw the arrival of spring in Normandy, the artist said. JP is Hockney's studio assistant and partner, Jean-Pierre Gonsalves de Lima. Years ago, Hockney painted the arrival of spring in northern England's Yorkshire, not far from where he'd grown up, and relished the notion of drawing it again in the French countryside that inspired the Impressionists. Hockney wound up buying the first place they looked at. We fell in love with it, he said. It's a Seven Dwarfs house in the middle of a 4-acre field. There was a shack that had a cider press in it that could be made into a studio, which we did. When we finished that, I thought I'd start the arrival of spring, but I drew all around the house first, and spring was really over before I got it down. So in February 2020, Hockney started again to draw the arrival of the Normandy spring. As the first lockdown came in France, which has reported one of the highest numbers of coronavirus cases in Europe, The ever-optimistic painter sent out his joyous image of daffodils titled, "Do Remember They Can't Cancel the Spring." More recently, he released more images to the art newspaper with a missive saying, "Remember, they can't cancel the autumn either." The artist would generally get up with the sun, sometimes as early as 5 a.m. in the summer, and draw on his iPad. "It took about a day and a half to do each painting," he said, "and I worked every day of the year. I'd go out and look for something to draw here, which I always found. His apple, quince, and other fruit trees alone provided ample material. I began with drawing the bare trees in March, and in April, the first blossoms came out, and I drew that," he said. "Then there were more blossoms, and the leaves began to grow, and then the blossoms would fall off, and you'd have just the leaves. Eventually, the leaves would fall off, and it would be autumn." Asked if he was seeing nature differently, given his new surroundings, he replied that he did. "In Yorkshire, we lived by the sea, and I had to drive just a few minutes to where I would paint and draw. Here, I'm right in the middle of it, and I get to know the trees really well. This is a kind of paradise for me." His goal has been to make 220 paintings on his iPad for 2020, he said. "I couldn't resist the number, you see. I've done 208 now, and I've only got 12 more to do." 116 of the iPad drawings, covering the period from late February to July, will be printed out, quote, "rather big," unquote, for the Royal Academy of Arts show at the end of March. "Hockney is quite excited about this project," Galerie Lalande president Jean Fremont said. "Figurative painters need to find new subjects to be excited. Willem de Kooning or Robert Motherwell had their subjects in their heads, while David has been painting California and Yorkshire for years, and he needed a new challenge. He likes that the light changes. He can walk around his property, and there is endless change in the light, time, space, and season." Normandy has been cold and rainy lately, but there's a pickup truck to take him around the property as he draws, quote, "so I can be reasonably warm," unquote. There are also two fireplaces inside his home, one of which he drew on his iPad and is on the December 21st cover of The New Yorker, where many of his iPad drawings have appeared. Hockney has no television, but he always has read a great deal. He has books sent to him, and he's currently reading For the Love of Music, A Conductor's Guide to the Art of Listening by John Mosseri. Besides reading Marcel Proust, he's recently read Gustave Flaubert's novel Sentimental Education, George Eliot's novel Middlemarch, and stories by Guy de Maupassant. "Look up his marvelous story, Moonlight," Hockney urged. In a change of pace, the artist also recently drew an iPad image of Beethoven in honor of the composer's 250th birthday this week. Hockney's hearing has worsened considerably as he's aged, and the colorful portrait of the deaf Beethoven, which was commissioned by Apple, no doubt reinforced for Hockney his own lifetime love of music and the ability to create great art despite hearing loss. Hockney stopped going to restaurants, for instance, "because I couldn't really hear anybody speaking. I'd just hear one big noise, and I didn't go out much in L.A. for years. I just worked at home, like Picasso did, or Monet. That's all they did. They worked at home." Next up for Hockney is a painting project inspired by the 11th century Bayeux tapestry, a long scroll-like 11th century embroidered linen cloth that depicts the Norman conquest and has long fascinated the artist. He's been working on preliminary drawings, and in January, he hopes to start painting. His plan is to depict 1 year in Normandy on 6 10-meter, about 33 feet, canvases, which he will paint from January to June for its exhibition at the Musée de l'Orangerie next fall. He doesn't expect to be back in Los Angeles until the end of next year. But he definitely is coming back, he said. The artist, who calls himself an English Los Angelino, hasn't sold his home here. Although Hockney has rarely left the Normandy property these many months, the artist, who at 83 has smoked for 67 years, said he would probably get the COVID-19 vaccine. We're all okay here, he added. We're all excited by what we're doing. Visual artists can stay inside. They can work. Actors are having a tough time. Musicians are having a tough time. A performer needs an audience, but if you're a visual artist like I am, you can thrive. This is Josh Freeman. Thanks for listening to this special edition of Work Life at Home. See you next time. Well, that's it for now. If you're new to working from home, you might want to check out worklifeathome.com, where you'll find articles, show notes, and, best of all, a community where you can ask questions and get some answers from people who've been doing this a while. We'd love to see you there. And I would be thrilled to hear what you think and find out who else you'd like to hear from on the show. You can email me at josh@worklifeathome.com. If you're enjoying Work Life at Home, please do let your friends and coworkers know so they can subscribe. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon.